everyone. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. To begin with today, I want to start by playing a clip from our prophet, President Thomas S. Monson. And this is from General Conference, April 2010, and it's called Preparation Brings Blessings, but it's about the power of music, and I'm going to play that for you now.
Music can help you draw closer to your Heavenly Father. It can be used to educate, edify, inspire, and unite. However, music can, by its tempo, beat, intensity, and lyrics, dull your spiritual sensitivity. You cannot afford to fill your minds with unworthy music.
Isn't that an interesting quote about the power of music, that it can actually dull our spiritual sensitivity due to its tempo, beat, intensity, and lyrics, he says. And on the flip side of that, music can be incredibly powerful. I received a story from Francisco that I'd like to read for you, and this is what it says. I have been a member since 1996. I have a strong testimony of Jesus Christ and our Heavenly Father. I believe in miracles. I have a daughter, and she was pregnant. In November of last year, she had a secondary preeclampsia stroke when she was 8 months pregnant. Her husband took her to the ER with a strong headache. Her doctor decided the best way to preserve her life and her baby was to send her to ICU with a very bad prognostic. She wasn't in a coma, but her blood pressure was still uncontrollably high. The second day she was in the ICU, I was listening to the Mormon Channel, and I noticed her blood pressure was stable and she had a headache, but it was sustainable. The next day, the nurse asked me, why don't I put on the music again? I did, and her blood pressure and headache were stable. 2 days after, she was moved to a regular room with a stable blood pressure. She was released from the hospital 2 weeks later. I still play the Mormon Channel, and she is completely recovered. She and her baby still listen to the inspiring music. Thank you for the miracle. I have read it's a very low survival rate for people to survive preeclampsia. Francisco, thank you for sharing that with us. That's not the only story that I've heard about the power of music to someone that's expecting, both for the person and also for the baby. So I appreciate you sharing that with us. I found some excellent counsel from President Boyd K. Packer, who's the president of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles, and it's from an article called Worthy Music, Worthy Thoughts, and this is from The New Era, April 2008, and this is what he says. The mind is like a stage. As you learn to control your thoughts, you can overcome habits, even degrading personal habits. You can gain courage, conquer fear, and have a happy life. I had been told 100 times or more as I grew up that thoughts must be controlled, but no one told me how. I've thought about this over the years and have decided that the mind is like a stage. During every waking moment, the curtain is up. There is always some act being performed on that stage. It may be a comedy, a tragedy, interesting or dull, good or bad, but always there is some act playing on the stage of your mind. Have you noticed that shady little thoughts may creep in from the wings and attract your attention in the middle of almost any performance and without any real intent on your part? These delinquent thoughts will try to upstage everybody. If you permit them to go on, all thoughts of any virtue will leave the stage. You'll be left, because you consented to it, to the influence of unrighteous thoughts. If you yield to them, they will enact for you on the stage of your mind anything to the limits of your toleration. They may enact themes of bitterness, jealousy, or hatred. They may be vulgar, immoral, even depraved. When they have the stage, if you let them, they will devise the most clever persuasions to hold your attention. They can make it interesting, all right, even convince you that they are innocent, for they are but thoughts. What do you do at a time like that, when the stage of your mind is commandeered by the imps of unclean thinking? Whether they be the gray ones that seem almost clean or the filthy ones that leave no room for doubt. If you can fill your mind with clean and constructive thoughts, then there will be no room for these persistent imps, and they will leave. A little bit later in this same article, President Packer gives a really great solution as to what we can do when unclean or unwanted thoughts come into our mind. And this is what he says. Remember, young people, I want each of you to remember that this is your church, and he is your Lord and your Savior who stands at the helm. His constant guidance and inspiration are available to you when you keep your mind filled to overflowing with the good, the beautiful, the inspiring. And this is one way to do it. Choose a favorite hymn or song, one with words that are uplifting and music that is reverent, one that makes you feel something akin to inspiration. There are many beautiful songs to choose from. Seek the guidance of the Spirit in making your selection. Go over the song in your mind carefully. Memorize it. Even though you've had no musical training, you can think through a simple song. Now use this as the course for your thoughts to follow. Make it your emergency channel. Whenever you find shady actors slipping from the sidelines of your thinking onto the stage of your mind, put on this CD, as it were. It will change your whole mood. Isn't that great counsel from President Packer? I thought that was such a good idea. Just find your favorite hymn, and not that I haven't heard it before, but it was a really good reminder to find a really good hymn and memorize it and just sing it when something comes that's unwanted. And I know that happens to all of us. None of us are immune from it. And what it made me think of actually was the scripture from the Doctrine and Covenants where it talks about the Savior. And this is in Doctrine and Covenants 20:22, and it says, He suffered temptations, but gave no heed unto them. So even the Savior had to suffer through the temptations that come through mortality. But unlike the rest of us, of course, he was perfect, but he was able to give no heed to them. And President Packer has outlined a great way that we can follow our Savior in that and just absolutely disregard and ignore them by quickly thinking of the hymn that we've chosen and starting to sing it to ourselves. I'm going to try that this week when it happens to me and see how it goes. I'm sure it will work. He's an apostle, and the words they speak are true. It's time to close, but I wanted to thank you for joining us today. If you have any suggestions, comments, or stories that you'd like to share with me, feel free to email me at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org, or you can post on our Facebook wall or send us a message on Facebook as well. This has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And the song that I'd like to leave you with as our song of the day today is More Than the World, featuring Mindy Gledhill. Thanks again for joining us, and have a great day.
Purple skies, hazel eyes, fireflies, new horizons in the spring, gray turns green, hope once dead is brought to life, shady tree, shoes in hand, with my bare feet in the sand, Spanish poems, skipping stones, the dusty road that takes me home. This girl, more than the world to me. its treasures unfurled mean more to this girl more than